Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish-made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
The public inquiry into the Omagh bombing continues this morning and has been hearing evidence from bereaved families. Our reporter Una Kelly is at the Struel Arts Centre in Omagh, where the inquiry is taking place, and Una is with us now. So Una, who has the inquiry been hearing from this morning?
Claire, we've just heard the testimony of Claire Hayes. She is the sister of Alan Radford, who was 16 when he died in the bomb. He had gone into the town that day to help his mother carry her shopping home, as we were told he did every week. Claire described him as the big brother that she shared everything with in life, and described the very strong bond that Alan had with his mother. He was described as someone who had not a bad bone in his body and was devoted to helping others. They only heard about some of the things that he did for others after his death. His primary school teacher, Carol Porter, had also submitted a pen portrait of him, and she mentioned in it about his fear at the sight of blood when he was a child, and how she had worried in the aftermath of the bomb if Alan had seen the horror of the bloodshed all around him, but hoped that he didn't. Claire Hayes, while she was giving that testimony, as you can imagine, broke down in several parts. We also heard then how Alan's brother Paul had gone into the town in Omagh that day to help carry people back and forth to the hospital, but had never found his brother. It was only 24 hours after the bombing that they got the call to go and identify his body. Now, Claire Hayes, Alan's sister, did also give an interview to BBC Radio Ulster this morning on the Good Morning Ulster programme, and she said she believes the conclusion of the inquiry will bring a very diluted version of the truth, in her words. She believes there will be a conclusion to whether the bomb could have been stopped, but she says she doubts that the full truth will come out.
It's desperately harrowing for those people, for us to hear what they have to say, but you can only imagine what the families are going through, having to relive all of this in this public forum. Who else are you expecting to hear from today, Una?
In the afternoon sessions, we're going to have a commemoration of Breda Devine. She was the toddler, only 20 months old. She was in the town that day with her mother to get shoes for an upcoming wedding, where she was due to be the flower girl. Tracy Devine, her mother, was only able to grieve for her daughter 2 months after the bombing, when she came out of a coma. And then in the afternoon, we'll also hear the commemoration from family members of three generations of the same family. 30-year-old Avril Monaghan was in the town with her mother, Mary Grimes, and her 18-month-old daughter, Maura Monaghan. All of them were killed that day in the bombing. Avril had four children under the age of 7 at that time, and she was pregnant with twins that were due to be born 2 months after the bomb.
Okay, Una, thank you very much for that. That's Una Kelly there at the Omagh bomb inquiry, and no doubt Una will have further news from there on Drive Time later today.